be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We also want to acknowledge the presence of religions in this Mass today, and very, very especially the number of consecrated women. Could you please stand up? We would like to welcome you. As we sang with such joy, the psalm this afternoon. My soul rejoices in the Lord who has done great things for us. That's the feeling and that's the theme of what we are about. The joy for the actions of God. The joy experienced for what the Lord does in our midst, because our God acts, and when our God acts, it's for our salvation, so that every flesh meets the salvation that God intends. And today, we, in this context of Advent, the person of John the Baptist preaching comes to us, prepare the way of the Lord, prepare his coming, and prepare his coming by conversion, by putting straight what is disorder. And you could not think of any person in history, and it is not the New York Times to tell us, but it is our faith that knows it. No other person infleshes that preparation for the coming of the Messiah than his mother, the most blessed Virgin Mary, who, even being a virgin, is destined to be a mother. And she, who is sinless, that is, immaculate, conceived, is privileged to bear and conceive the one who is the Son of God made flesh. And so that preparation, long, long time ago, is at the heart of who Mary is. She is the mother of the Lord. She is the Immaculate One whose destiny is as simple as be the bearer of a Christ. St. Augustine, as you are aware, was fascinated by her fiat, by her yes to God's call. As a matter of fact, many of us were involved in a recent celebration of our youth in the Assumption Parish of the Fiat Festival, a vocation festival. And that yes of Mary, that fiat, let it be done according to your will, that fiat was for St. Augustine the greatness of Mary. Even St. Augustine dares to say even more than her maternity. Because in that experience of faith, without knowing that Abrahamic faith, not knowing what was to come, not having any certainty of God's expectations, she said, yes, let it be done. And her fear and her yes, it is for Augustine her greatness. And so we are here today in St. Madeleine's Malbara Parish to bless in this city of High Spring, to bless a shrine to dedicated to Our Lady under the title that is so historic of Our Lady of La Leche. Historic because it's the advocation of Mary from the beginning of the first walk of evangelization in our country that began from St. Augustine westward. And here we are on the west side, kind of celebrating again that first evangelization of the first missionaries of our country. And in that evangelization, Our Lady under the title of Our Lady of La Leche was part of that preaching and catechizing, which a proof of that is the love of the Native Americans, the Appalachians, I mean, the Mohawks, the great love that they had for Our Lady of La Leche as a response to that catechesis of the first missionaries. So here we are, being witness of the tender love of Our Lady for these people here in High Spring and for the Gainesville Deanery. The love of Our Lady that wants to bring and prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the kingdom of her Son. You know, I feel a great gratitude this afternoon. Feel great gratitude to the Presbyteral Council of our diocese, the priests who gather to advise and recommend policies for the diocese. Because this, the idea of having a shrine on the western side, was brought to them. And it is to them that the name is due, because they felt that Santa Fe was a very significant name for this region and for the historical evangelization of this site. And so they didn't want that there could be a confusion between this shrine and the shrine in St. Augustine, even though both honor the Mother of the Lord with the same advocation. And so the Presbyteral Council recommended that it should be Santa Fe Shrine of Our Lady of La Leche. But I feel very grateful to the deanery of priests and deacons of this Gainesville deanery, because this matter was brought to their consideration, and they said yes. They were very much unanimously in favor of this shrine right here in St. Madeleine. And in a way, we could say that there is no one else who needs to be recognized for the existence of the shrine than Father Sebastian George, because it was his enthusiasm that was contagious. And it was his enthusiasm, you know, all of you know what his tenure has been in this parish, and you know what a good tenure it has been for you all. And Father embraced this idea as part of a new development of faith in this area. Thank you, Father Sebastian. You know, some people, you certainly must have heard, they consider that at times we Catholics, we like Mary too much. They think that perhaps we go overboard. But you know, there is a principle in our spirituality that it is to Jesus through Mary. And there is a very safe way to go to Jesus through his mother. And that way, that mediation, or that Marian mediation, that Marian way that leads to Jesus, indeed, it is a very safe way, a very secure way. It doesn't lead us wrong. And in a way, the best way to understand how our love for Our Lady needs to be proper is that each one of us should love Our Lady as Jesus loved her. And that's the measure of our love for her, as much as he did. And needless to say, the love of Christ for his mother is evident. Today, we know that Mary will lead many to Christ. And her presence here in High Spring will be another incentive, another mediation, another effort of all what this parish and all the parishes need to do to bring people to the encounter with the living Christ, to make the church truly a sacrament of salvation. And so we gather in this Eucharist with a great joy in our hearts, with a great Magnificat, because the Eucharist is that praise of a Christ for the Father, the Eternal Father. And we, the body of Christ, join with the Eternal Priest in that praise of joy, in that praise of offering the best of our lives to the Lord. And today we do it with Mary, the Mother of the Lord, in her Magnificat. Because as Saint John Paul II said, she is the Eucharistic woman. In her body, in her blood, she gave us Christ. And so today, all of us, fittingly sing the Magnificat, knowing that all is praise to God, so that God be all in all. Amen.
Amen.